Hi, my name is Andy Sowers. I am 45 years old. Today's date is Friday, August 17th, 2018. I am in Chicago, Illinois at the Cultural Center. And today I'll be talking about hepatitis C.
My name is Ian Walsh. I'm 26 and I'm Andy's boyfriend. Today is Friday, August 17th, 2018. And we are in Chicago, Illinois, at the Cultural Center.
My name is Dante Williams. I am 37 years old. Today is Friday, August the 17th, 2018. We are at Chicago Cultural Center in Chicago, Illinois. And my relationship to Andy and Ian is advocate and interviewer. Let's hop right into it. Tell the listeners a little bit about yourself.
Well, like I said, I'm about 45 years old. I grew up in Arizona. I moved here about 15 years ago, so I didn't find myself with a lot of friends, but I all of a sudden had a lot of information about drugs and about sex and where and how to find those things in Chicago. And I was lonely and I was sad, and I started using and I started having sex with more people. I became HIV positive. That just escalated my use and my behavior. I had a friend come over one night, and he and I were both injecting, and I'll say we were injecting crystal meth. The next day, while I was jonesing, fiending, whatever, I saw that he had left his needle with a significant portion of a shot left, and so I did the shot. And almost immediately, I knew that I was Hep C positive. So I was visiting the doctor, the jail doctor, a lot. And I said, I think I'm hepatitis C positive. Will you screen me? And he screened me, and I found out while I was in jail. And it was, even though I knew, it was devastating. It was heartbreaking. And so what happened was I went from not needing anything to going into the doctor for my standard 3-month test and him saying, I know that you were fine 3 months ago, but today you have cirrhosis of the liver and AIDS. And I said, I don't believe you. I don't think that can happen that quickly. They immediately put me on medication for AIDS, and they started the process of treating me for Hep C. At this point, new Hep C medications were not available, so they wanted to put me on interferon. I was willing to risk it at that point. We're transferring your case from infectious disease and hepatology to the transplant office, and she didn't even finish the sentence before I started crying and sobbing, and she said, why are you, like, you've been here, you knew this was a possibility, why are you so upset? And I said, because I didn't think it was a possibility. I was under the impression that if you had HIV, you were not a candidate for a new organ. Mm-hmm. Because why give you an organ when you're going to die of HIV? Or why give you a healthy liver if you're going to infect it with a medication? And then she said there is a slight issue.
And what was that
Excuse
issue?
Me. And the issue was the organ that we found for you, the donor has hepatitis C. And I said, what are you talking about? My partner was shocked, but he met me at the hospital after work while I was sitting there, and my mother flew in. She got there the next morning, and they gave me a transplant. And the idea was we would take about 2 months to recover, and then they would start treating the liver during those 2 months.
Fast forwarding a bit.
What happened?
In briefly,
I'm sorry. I know we're running out of time. I get chatty. I had a boyfriend. I have a boyfriend who sometimes hurts himself by accident. Or sometimes aggressive. I got a call from the hospital one day after my regular testing, because also we still have to keep up on my HIV testing, as well as how make sure the anti-rejection medications are working. And I got a call from somebody in the hospital. It didn't ring as a number that I knew, and they said, "So we want to submit the application to get you on the medication regime again." And I don't know what you're talking about. And she said, "You tested positive for Hep C."
And so you were treated again.
I was treated again.
And how long did it take you to get that next batch of medication, the second treatment?
Yeah, it was I would say there was a month, because there was testing done at the hospital, but there was no resistance from my insurance company. There was testing to figure out at what degree the Hep C was effective, so they could make sure to give me the right medication. But it happened very quickly.
So it was immediate compared to Ian. Ian, how long did it take you to get treatment for your hepatitis C?
About 5 years of fighting and fighting, and I thought my only chance was if I could raise enough money to go to another country and buy it.
Yeah.
Now, that to me just highlights...
Absolutely. It's horrifying. Should not be
the state of our healthcare system in this country.
100%.
You know, what would you say to people who are, you know, caught in the middle of the for-profit... the healthcare as a for-profit system in the United States?
I would say if you have private health insurance, you don't know how lucky you are, and that that we need to fight this every day. I also am incredibly grateful to President Barack Obama, because without his Affordable Care Act, thank you, without that, the health insurance company could say and could have said from the beginning, you had a pre-existing condition, we're going to drop you. But the Affordable Care Act made them have to say, you're going to have to take care of this. I understand that I came out ahead on this, but Ian should have come out ahead too.
Just one more, and we're going to get out of here.
And
you said something about getting allies. Do you think that the HIV community can also co-advocate for people living with hepatitis C? Because we've seen what the HIV community has done for people living with HIV.
And that is an amazing thing, and it needs to happen. It doesn't happen as much because gay men have not owned hepatitis the way we owned HIV. We need to share the power that we have, and we can be strong. We just need to do it.
Thank you.